All right, let's go. Move it.
The ninth graders in Bobetta Bailey's Wednesday health class are milling around the room reviewing facts they learned about sexually transmitted infections.
To prevent from getting an infection, you use a condom.
One wall of the classroom is decorated with bright, colored diagrams of male and female reproductive systems. And really, the fact that Miss Bailey's class at Cross Keys is about more than just those diagrams is a little out of the ordinary.
So remember again, I always say to you, we're always preaching and pushing what? The 100% way. What's the 100% way of keeping yourself free of STIs, STDs, and pregnancy?
Abstinence.
That's the 100, the only 100% method. However,
and here is what's different about DeKalb.
If you choose not to be abstinent, because some people won't choose to be abstinent, you must choose to protect yourself. You must choose to look out for you.
Encouraging contraceptive use for students who are sexually active is not required by law in Georgia.
They have to include information on peer pressure, promotion of esteem, community, abstinence as an effective method. They have to discuss HIV/AIDS.
Therese McGuire is with the State Department of Education's Health and Phys Ed Division. The law says schools shall emphasize abstinence until marriage and marriage fidelity. Other details, how each school chooses to teach these topics, is up to the districts.
It really is up to their local system, and their local board makes those decisions.
And some choose not to have a curriculum at all, says Bobby Brewington. He's a former phys ed teacher who now works with Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Power and Potential, or GCAP, which works to combat teenage pregnancy.
Basically, sex ed for most of Georgia and for many places is two chapters in the Glencoe Health textbook. Male reproductive system, female reproductive system. That's it.
When Georgia schools do use a specific curriculum, abstinence until marriage is a popular message. One of those options is called Choosing the Best. It's an Atlanta-based publisher of lesson plans they call abstinence-centered. Big in Georgia, big nationally. Here's a sample video from their class material.
If I am committed to somebody, then I'll marry that person. And until that point that I'm not ready for all the consequences and the emotional trauma that comes along with being in a relationship and being sexually active in that relationship.
They do not advocate for students to use contraception. The CDC says roughly half of American high schoolers have had sexual intercourse and recommends that effective high school sex ed programs work to both increase condom use and delay kids from having sex. That's what they're doing in DeKalb, the only Atlanta metro area school district we could find that offers comprehensive sexuality education. They started using the curriculum in 2014. DeKalb dropped Choosing the Best about a decade ago. For teachers like Bailey, the new lesson plans have been a welcome change.
I was absolutely elated because I knew that our population needed it. Not just this, but most of the kids in high school. There are still some counties that don't do sex education.
In DeKalb County, 948 high school-aged teens got pregnant in 2013. That's a bit higher than the state average. And these statistics aren't abstract to Bailey students.
I know two of my closest friends had a child when they were like 14 or 15. It's been rough because she has three children right now, and she has it rough right now.
Others in the class say they've watched kids their age get pregnant too. That's why Bailey is big on getting her kids to think about the future.
So if you know that you have a career path, you know that you want to finish college before you have your kids, then you better be the person most concerned about that birth control. Does that make sense?
Nationwide, teen birth rates have been dropping for decades. Some researchers believe that's because kids are waiting longer to have sex and are using contraception when they do. Numbers in Georgia have dropped as well, but the rate here is still slightly above the national average. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.